The people that don't think the meat is cooked, they already cook that rice and put inside. Then they call that Buddha. It's very popular around here, Buddha. Uh-huh. At some of the little store where you pass over there, it's written hot Buddha on a piece of board. Uh-huh. You never eat any of that.
I've tasted it once, I think.
I like it when it's fresh. It's not old and it's just cooked and hot. Uh-huh. I like it like that.
Are there different kinds of Buddha?
When the old time they pick up that blood, you know, when this dog, hog was bleeding, mm-hmm. they save some of that blood and put that in that Buddha. But I never want to eat that kind of Buddha. It was cooked, you know, after it's cooked, you put that and cook with the meat. Mm-hmm. It make a different color Buddha.
What?
They call that blood Buddha, uh-huh. because there's blood in it.
And the other's just Buddha?
Yeah, just Buddha.
Do you ever hear of anything called scrapple or cripple or pod hoss made with the liver?
No.
And do you ever hear of anything called chitlins?
I don't believe.
And you could take the meat and grind it up and stuff it in these intestines, just plain, and you'd be making
sausage.
And a person who kills and sells meat is called a
I don't know how they call it.
Well, you know, at the store.
Some are calling that they take the stomach of the pig and clean it well and peel it, you know, and put some meat in it and smoke it like sausage, and it's big, you know. It's about 4 or 5 pounds, or some are small. Mm-hmm. And you bake that several hours, boil it, and then you bake it till it gets tender, and it's very good.
What's that called?
They call that a pince boudre. Pense booty, a stuffed stomach.
Mm-hmm. What's this stuff called tasso?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's some meat they just cut by stripe, like a piece of ribbon, you know, but kind of thick. And they season it good. Then they smoke it, called tasso. That pork tasso and beef tasso too, you know, made of. It's very common in the store. You can have some in Jordania here in Mamou.
And at the store, the man that works, you know, with the meat.
You call that a butcher, I guess.
And if meat's been kept too long, it doesn't taste right.
No.
You say that it...
The flavor go out. Uh-huh. So they don't buy a lot at a time, you know. They go to the slaughterhouse and get their meat.
Because
about twice a week here. Uh-huh. It depends what they sell, you know, mm-hmm. so it stays fresh.
But if you keep it too long, then...
Oh, it lost that flavor. It's not good anymore.
Mm-hmm. And what can you make with the meat from the head of the hog?
Some people make cheese, they call that. They boil the head until they take off all the meat, you know. Mm-hmm. Some... I think fried it a little bit or something, just put it together and put it in the in a freezer. Mm-hmm. Or they make that just in when it's real cold before we have the freezer. And it, you know, it makes like a jelly. Mm-hmm. It freezes and you eat that with syrup if you like it. But I don't care for that. I don't care about eating on the head.
You had butter that was kept too long, and it didn't taste right. You'd say the butter
was sour, or it mildewed, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And milk that you let it sit and get thick, you call it?
Clug.
What can you make with that?
Well, some people just squeeze it and take the water, hang it in a little bag, and let the water out. And